We are today reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 11, text 16 and 17. Translation and purport by Abhay Charanavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It's a very long purport. On hearing that the most dear Krishna was approaching Dvarkadham, magnanimous Vasudev, Akrura, Ugrasena, Balaram, the superhumanly powerful, Pradyumna, Charudesna, and Samba, the son of Jambavati, all extremely happy, abundant resting, sitting, and dining. Purport. Vasudev, son of King Surasena, husband of Devaki, and father of Lord Sri Krishna. He is the brother of Kunti and father of Subhadra. Subhadra was married to her cousin Arjuna, and this system is still prevalent in some parts of India. Vasudev was appointed minister of Ugrasena, and later on he married 8 daughters of Ugrasena's brother, Devaka. Devaki is only one of them. Kamsa was his brother-in-law. Vasudev accepted voluntary imprisonment by Kamsa on mutual agreement to deliver the 8th son of Devaki. This was foiled by the will of Krishna. As maternal uncle of the Pandavas, he took active parts in the purificatory process of the Pandavas. He sent for the priest Kashyapa at the Satashringa Parvata, and he executed the functions. When Krishna appeared within the bars of Kamsa's prison house, he was transferred by Vasudev to the house of Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Krishna at Gokul. Krishna disappeared along with Baladev prior to the appearance of Vasudev, and Arjun, Vasudev's nephew, undertook the charge of the funeral ceremony after Vasudeva's disappearance. And then we have another personality, Akrura. Akrura was the commander-in-chief of the Vrishni dynasty and a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Akrura attained success in devotional service to the Lord by the single process of offering prayers, yes. He was the husband of Sutani, daughter of Ahuka. He supported Arjun when Arjun took Subhadra forcibly away by the will of Krishna. Both Krishna and Arjuna went to see Arjun after his successful kidnapping of Subhadra, yes. Both of them presented dowries to Arjun after this incident. Akrura was present, and also Abhimanyu, the son of Subhadra, was married with Uttara, mother of Maharaj Parikshit. Ahuka, the father-in-law of Akrura, was not on good terms with Akrura, but both of them were devotees of the Lord. Then we have Ugrasena, one of the powerful kings of the Vrishni dynasty and cousin of Maharaj Kunti Bhoja. His name was Ahuka. His minister was Vasudev, and his son was the powerful Kamsa. This Kamsa imprisoned his father and became the king of Mathura. By the grace of Lord Krishna and his brother Lord Baladev, Kamsa was killed and Ugrasena was reinstalled on the throne. When Salva attacked the city of Dvarka, Ugrasena fought very valiantly and repulsed the enemy. Ugrasena inquired from Naradaji about the divinity of Lord Krishna. when the Yadu dynasty was to be vanquished, Ugrasena was entrusted with the iron lump produced from the womb of Sambha. He cut the iron lump into pieces and then pasted it and mixed it with the seawater on the coast of Dwarka. After this, he ordered complete prohibition within the city of Dwarka and the kingdom. He got salvation after his death. Baladev is a divine son of Vasudev by his wife Rohini. He is also known as Rohini Nandana, the beloved son of Rohini. He was also entrusted to Nanda Maharaj along with his brother, along with his mother Rohini, when Vasudev embraced imprisonment by mutual agreement with Kamsa. So Nanda Maharaj is also the foster father of Baladev along with Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna and Lord Baladev were constant companions from their childhood, although they were stepbrothers. He is the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he is as good and powerful as Lord Krishna. He belongs to the Vishnu Tattva, the principle of Godhead. He attended the Svayamvar ceremony of Draupadi along with Sri Krishna. When Subhadra was kidnapped by Arjuna by the organized plan of Sri Krishna, Baladev was very angry with Arjuna and wanted to kill him at once. Sri Krishna, for the sake of his dear friend, fell at the feet of Lord Baladev and implored him not to be so angry. Sri Baladev was thus satisfied. Similarly, he was once very angry with the Kauravas when he wanted to throw their whole city into the depths of the Yamuna. But the Kauravas satisfied him by surrendering unto his divine lotus feet. He was actually the seventh son of Devaki prior to the birth of Lord Krishna. But by the will of the Lord, he was transferred to the womb of Rohini and to escape the wrath of Kamsa. His other name, therefore, is Sankarsan, who is also the plenary portion of Sri Baladev, because he is as powerful as Lord Krishna and can bestow spiritual power to the devotees. He is therefore known as Baladev. In the Vedas, it is enjoined that one can know the Supreme Lord. No one can know the Supreme Lord without being favored by Baladev. Bala means spiritual strength, not physical. Some less intelligent person interpret Bala as the strength of the body. But no one can have spiritual realization by spiritual strength. Spiritual strength ends with the end of the physical body. But spiritual strength follows the spirit soul to the next transmigration. And therefore, the strength obtained by Baladev is never wasted. This strength is eternal, and thus Baladev is the original spiritual master of all devotees. Sri Baladev was also a class friend of Lord Sri Krishna as a student of Sandipani Muni. In his childhood, he killed many asuras along with Sri Krishna, and specifically he killed Denukasura at Talavan. During the battle of the Kurukshetra battle, he remained neutral and he tried his best not to bring about a fight. He was in favor of Duryodhana, but still he remained neutral. When there was a club fight between Duryodhana and Bhimasen, he was present on the spot. He was angry at Bhimasen when the latter struck Duryodhana on the thigh or below the belt, and he wanted to retaliate the unfair action. Lord Sri Krishna saved Bhima from his wrath, but he left the place at once, being disgusted at Bhimasen. After his departure, Duryodhana fell to the ground to meet his death. The funeral ceremony of Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna, was performed by him, and he was the maternal uncle. It was impossible to be performed by any one of the Pandavas, who were all overwhelmed with grief. At the last stage, he departed from this world by producing a great white snake from his mouth, and thus he was carried by Seshanag in the shape of a serpent. Pradyumna is an incarnation of Kamadev, or, according to others, incarnation of Sanat Kumar, born as the son of the personality of Godhead Lord Shri Krishna and Lakshmi Devi Srimati Rukmini, the principal queen of Dwarka. He was one of those who went to congratulate Arjuna upon his marrying Subhadra. He was one of the great generals who fought with Salva, and while fighting with him, he became unconscious on the battlefield. His charioteer brought him back to the camp from the battlefield, and for his action he was very sorry and rebuked his charioteer. However, he fought again with Salva and was victorious. He heard all about the different demigods of Naradaji. He's one of the four plenary expansions of Lord Krishna. He's the third one. He inquired from his father, Sri Krishna, about the glories of the Brahmins. During the fratricidal war amongst the descendants of Yadu, he died at the hand of Bhoja, another king of the Vrishnis. After his death, he was installed in his original position. And then we have Charudeshna, another son of Lord Sri Krishna and Rukmini Dev. He was also present during the Svayamvar ceremony of Draupadi. He was a great warrior, like his brother and father. He fought with Vivinidaka and killed him in the fight. And then at last we have Samba, one of the great heroes of the Yadu dynasty and the son of Lord Sri Krishna by his wife Jambavati. He learned the military art of throwing arrows from Arjuna, and he became a member of the parliament during the time of Maharaj Yudhisthira. He was present during the Rajasuya Jagya of Maharaj Yudhisthira, when all the Vrishnis were assembled during the time of Prabha's Jagya. His glorious activities were narrated by Satyayaki before Lord Baladev. He was also present along with his father, Lord Sri Krishna, during the Ashwamedha Jagya performed by Yudhisthira. He was present before some rishis falsely dressed as a pregnant woman by his brothers, and in funny asked the rishis what he was going to deliver. The rishis replied that they would deliver a lump of iron, which would cause the fratricidal war in the family of Yadu. The next day, in the morning, Samba delivered a large lump of iron, which was entrusted with Ugrasen for necessary action. Actually, later on, it was foretold fratricidal war, and Samba died in that war. So all the sons of Lord Krishna left their respective palaces and leaving aside all engagement, including lying down, sitting, and dining, hastened toward their exalted father. So this was a long purport, and we have just 5 minutes. 5 minutes left for the lecture. We will discuss one or two personalities that we have. Akrura was mentioned. Akrura achieved perfection by devotional service, by which practice Vandana, offering prayers. Because Akrura, he was sent by Kamsa to bring Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura. So he got on his chariot, and while he was driving his chariot to go to Vrindavan to get to see Krishna, that he was thinking that about meeting Krishna. He was remembering Krishna through the medium of prayer. Akrura, he was thinking in his mind, when I meet Krishna, then what will happen? He's offering beautiful prayers. It's a wonderful chapter in the Bhagavatam. When you go to Vrindavan, then you can take that chapter with you from the Krishna book and read the prayers of Akrura, by which Akrura achieved perfection, just through that process of prayers. Akrura's wife was Sutani. She was the daughter of Ahuka, which is the same as Ugrasena. When Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra and Balaram became very angry, Akrura took the side of Arjuna. Akrura, he was also a military man. He was a commander in chief of the other dynasty, and he was a great minister. He was always on Krishna's side. That after Balaram accepted Krishna's plan, because Balaram only wants to serve Krishna, both Krishna and Akrura went to bring Arjuna back. This is glorious. Such a marriage, the marriage of Arjuna Subhadra in a Kshatriya family, this kidnapping, that's very respectful, respectable in a Kshatriya family. That it's very good. That so the Vrishni dynasty of the Pandava dynasty at one side, and at the other side you have here the dynasty of Andaka. So this marriage was very auspicious. And Akrura said this marriage should take place at once. Let us give abundant gifts. So Krishna and Akrura gave gifts to Arjuna as a sign of respect and appreciation. When Uttara was married to Abhimanyu, then also Akrura was there at the marriage ceremony. So what was the situation? The Pandavas, they were in exile for 12 years, and the last year they had to be incognito, so that no one would know where they are. They all disguised themselves, because this was Yudhishthira's plan, that as they disguised themselves, not as they didn't present themselves as Pandavas, or they didn't present themselves as royal family, but other types of people. So Arjuna, he took the position of a dance instructor, although he is the powerful Arjuna. He took the position of a eunuch, a travestite, an asexual person, we can say. And he was a dance instructor. So when the king found out that this was not just a dance instructor, this is Arjuna, the king said, I want to reciprocate with you. I want to offer you my daughter in marriage. And then Arjuna said, I can't marry your daughter because she's my student. That's an important principle. A guru cannot marry his disciple. That gives problems. So she's my student. That's not appropriate. But Arjuna said, I have another idea. I have a son, you could marry your daughter to Abhimanyu. In that way, Abhimanyu was married to Uttara. And shortly after their marriage, a child was conceived and the battle took place. And Abhimanyu was mercilessly killed by an unfair arrangement during the battlefield. He was just 16 years old. And Akrura was present with Abhimanyu, who was the son of Subhadra when he was married. This is all Mahabharata. There's a lot of Mahabharata here. Anyway, I have presentation on any of these personalities mentioned here, but unfortunately our time is over. Any comments, questions?